The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
And we got a show for you today. And man, it would help if I turned my microphone on.
There you go.
Sorry, somebody had hit the button. Man, what a show we got today. So much to get to. We usually take calls. I don't even think we're going to have time. But you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where there's actually some activity for a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I don't know. It was cold outside.
I know. It's 48 degrees. The high is 49. The low is 33. We got the band back together.
He is Shannon. That is Nate. Welcome back.
Thank you.
My boy. They try to put you out. Chris in the back, keeping us up and running. I am Zaddy Holly. Together, we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille people.
Yes, Cook once again
Brought to you each and every day by Wingstop, where flavor gets wings.
Cook, pick up your yardage. Your touchdowns are coming. Pick up your yardage, baby.
Congratulations, Kurt Daniels. You got closest to the score.
Oh, I did.
You missed. Well, actually, Nate. Nate picked Cowboys by 1/10 of a point, which damn near hit it right on the head. Kurt, you came in second, 21 points off, 33 to 27. Dang. And no one got the pod pick.
Jake Ferguson?
No.
He didn't even slip.
It was, a 92-yard touchdown by CeeDee Lamb? Mm-hmm. What a game, fellas. What a crazy weekend in the NFL. What a crazy 4 weeks in the NFL. If you would have thought, if you would have told us going into this last week, Lamar Jackson is the favorite, hands down, for MVP, and Brock Purdy and Dak aren't even in the conversation, you would have thought we were nuts. You're going into the last week, and all you got to do is win to be. By the way, your first place Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East, second place overall. Let's give it up.
And
how good did it feel to be on the flip side of one of those calls for once? That's all I could think about. I couldn't argue with it. There was so much going on, and everybody had their opinion, and I was like, I'm just glad we were on the other side for once. Do we even want to talk about that call?
I don't even think do we know? Like, does anybody know? Like, there's been everybody's had their own opinions about it.
I still don't know.
I think it was like the NFL position. The Lions were trying to confuse the Cowboys, and they wound up confusing the referee. So
it is what it is, huh?
It is, brother.
There we go. By the way, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was your New Year? Your New Year's Eve, New Year?
It was good.
It's good.
Yeah. Kurt? Nice. Had a good time. Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang of food.
How about you?
A couple drinks of bang, then yeah.
Yeah, you say you drained. What'd you say?
How was your New Year, Nate?
Mine was great. When the Cowboys, I'm going to tell you, man.
Tell us.
We was down in the bottom of the stadium, right before the dressing room. And when they was going for the first one, the first two-point convert, I say, thank you, Dan Campbell. Finally, it takes an old cowboy to come back so we can win this game. Everybody looked at me. I said, y'all, trust me, we got this game. And you know Isaiah, Mr. I can't be wrong. And Isaiah ain't never wrong by too much. Oh, no, they done lost this. Big fella, they done lost this. I say, trust me. Ask Scott Purcell. Thanks to Dan Campbell, we don't won this game. Not once. Then the second time, I said, y'all, it's definitely over now. Bro, I just knew. And everybody mad at me because I'm happy because we finally won a game like this. Man, come on, man. I'm through. I don't even want to do the show today. I'm going to let Jesse have at it. Kurt, have at it.
Would you consider this like a moral victory?
Ain't no moral. This is all out assault on what man knows, Jesse. We won this game straight up.
That's the Chris Beattie
special takes
right
there. It takes an old cowboy. Dan, way to go, Dan. Oh, they know what the problem is. We talk. No, Dan, you tried to be slick, and we got you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm good, fellas.
Well, no, you can't take the show off because this whole first segment is dedicated to you. Because
dedicated on about what?
About what happened. Yes, the Cowboys won. Yeah. Yes, they're in first place. Yes, they're going to be in it. But
the curse was lifted.
The curse was lifted.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. And you were there.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, and I don't know, Kurt, did you watch it?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse and I were talking about this in the back. I don't know if it's because we talked to you all week leading up to it, and we really got a firsthand sense of what this really meant to Jimmy.
And if you didn't, you can go on Unfiltered with Jesse Hollywood, Nate's
film. Oh, I didn't watch that, yes. And it just, I don't know if it's because you pulled the curtain back for us and we knew, or if all Cowboy fans like this, but I was in the bar watching it and I had to like turn my back like to make sure. It made me emotional. Like
Jimmy real, man.
And especially when you saw him pacing at the end and I knew he was going to say it and he said it, and then Emmett and Mike grabbed him, and I was like, man,
Troy, he's still strong. Yeah. I'm like, come on, Troy, get in there on the party, man.
So tell us about your day. Tell us when you got there, what you did, because we got a few pictures from you, and you saw some of the older Cowboys.
Well, you know, they asked me to be there at 4:30, 4:45. I was there sitting there at 4, just waiting.
Of course.
Because I had an idea of how I wanted to do it. They wanted me to let the guys go in and then go in there and get them. I was getting them as they was coming up. Mm-hmm. You know,
hey, you were interviewing them.
Yeah,
in the pregame.
My interview about maybe about 10, 12.
You
guys.
Look good in that sweater, by the way.
Yeah, and boy, I got over because they want us to wear a suit. I'm like, okay, I put on that thing and zipped it up. Like, okay, I'm ready. But I got over it. I even had to do the post game show with no suit. Yes. Anyway, I just enjoyed it, man. From Russell, Maryland to James Washington, I got Strahan there on the field. It was for me. It was exciting, man. It's, you know, for Michael Irvin and Troy and Emmett. Charles came late, you know, up to the big party. He was there for the ceremony.
On.
Yeah, he had shoes on. I was making sure he had some shoes on. And it was just great, man. Vanderbeek was there. Matt Vanderbeek. A lot of y'all probably don't know him, outside linebacker with his wife.
How many
Brandy.
Guys were there?
Yeah, it was probably about 20 of his older guys that were there, but all his UM guys was there that won Super Bowls with him. I was just so happy for him and for Mr. Jones.
Oh, look, we got us a fan. We got us a sign.
Yeah.
What's it say? Hey, Nate, Jesse, Kurt, Shannon, and Chris, big fan from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, we have you in there, man.
What's your name? Jacob? Nice meeting you, man.
Jacob from El Paso, man.
Yes, sir.
Got to go give that some love.
Yeah, man. Find out what time he's
on, man. That's great, that, Jeff.
That's great stuff, Jeff. That's
good, man. You talking about somebody had some fun?
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, what'd you do? Did you hang out in the room?
I hung out in the room, you know, because, you know, Bob Lilly was there. Randy White was there. Mel Renfro. Mm-hmm. All the guys that I grew up on. Tony Dorsett was there, and I talked. It's just... Believe it or not, I get more kicks out of getting stories. Like, y'all like getting stories. I like getting stories out of Randy White and them and all of those guys before I got there. Mm-hmm. And what their thoughts was and stuff like that. So by the time Rust and all of them got there, I was ready. But you know what was worrying me to death the night before was I was so nervous. Like, okay, is they going to throw it to me and I got to throw it back to them? Mm-hmm. Then I got to thinking. And I call a few people, and I said, y'all, I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me with my guys and how we
act. Yeah, that's what everybody wants you to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so in the end, I was just having fun, doing my thing. And I tell you what, I wanted to get Coach Johnson, but I never saw him when he was coming by. And I knew they was probably trying to make it where he don't do any extra interview, but they couldn't stop me.
Right.
They couldn't stop me if I was on. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't stop me.
Right. And he's not going to tell you no.
No, I'm like, all I need is 30 seconds, man. All I need is 30 seconds. And it was just fun. And then when the guys from Fox showed up to a man.
That was cool.
Yeah. And
all as a group.
And I asked Howard, I said, how long, man? He said, man, we can't miss this. He said, nah. He said, Jimmy has a certain way. Like I tell people, Jimmy has a certain way of touching folks. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Jimmy, he'll never be a dinosaur. His ways was like dinosaur ways back in them day, but now he's right up. he's right up to par with everybody else in the social media. He understands what it is, how to talk to people. It just, when you can make those, that's probably what made him a great coach, because he could see how the game was changing and how it was being. And he's changed a lot. You know, he was stopping. Back in the day, Jimmy wanted to stop. Maybe you had to be somebody for him to stop and take a picture with you. Mm-hmm. But it didn't matter now. It just, if you want to take a picture, as long as you had your camera ready, just, he was just doing it.
Did you get to talk to him a little bit?
Just a little bit. You know the first thing he told me?
What?
I said, "What's up, Coach Jay? Big noon, what's up? You know they want me to run your fat ass off from here." That's the first thing he said. I said, "Coach, just like before, I got a quick answer. I'm still here, baby." He just started laughing. And I hugged him and told him I love him. And, "Hey, man, you be good, Coach."
Where did you get to watch the ceremony at the halftime?
I stayed up in the press box. Yeah, because going down there, that was solely him and all the Ring of Honor guys. I mean, you can go down there and stand on the sideline and all that, but this was for him and, you know, and Mr. Jones. And that, it was just, you can see they were both going out of their way to be complimentary of each other. Yeah. And regardless of what you tried to say, how you tried, well, what about the old days? What brought the rip? They weren't trying to hear.
They really wanted they to weren't squash
trying,
it.
Yeah, yeah, they, it's like, if you ain't here for the ceremony, you're wasting your time today.
It was funny, at the beginning of the broadcast, they showed them in the suite, and it was almost like Jerry was like, "Let's get down here in the front so they we make sure that they get the cameras on us and everything."
And it's just, he was talking about a plane crash, and I think I taped that part. He said when they first was getting together, talking about they had a plane crash, and what he was trying to say. Now you got to listen to it, because he winded it all the way back. He said it didn't matter. We know whether the plane crash or not, but we here. We here now. The way he, you know, you got to listen to the deal. But he, Mr. Jones, put it together. He didn't make no mistakes. He didn't call him nothing else. Dude, you know, he got D-Ware. He didn't mess this up. No. He was perfect, man. And he talked about his kids. He talked about the sacrifices everybody made. And, man.
Was there a reception or party afterwards?
After the whole thing was over, I don't know. I don't know. But I knew the party that before. You know what, man? Fellas, y'all probably already done it and already been there. But if these people invite you to any of these things up in them stadiums and in it, they are next level.
Yeah.
The Joneses don't know how to do it no other way. When you see first class, you ought to just see how to do nouns and proverbs, Jones. Proverbs, Jones. I mean, they don't know how to do nothing no other way. It's right. Like they will think of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, don't ever turn down an opportunity to see something. And I don't know if you want to call it better or see something fascinating or something unique or something different. That is what allows kids' mind to prosper. If you got a chance, show your kid this. Don't tell your kid he can be this for free, because he ain't going to be this for free. But this, if you work, this is who you can be. And I ain't saying that's the world. Well, you know, that's just the way of the world. That's the way it is. I ain't saying you a Christian or not a Christian. But Christians have good things, too. And I would show my kid, look at him. If you work hard, you can eat like this. What you think? Hey,
no, listen.
Have you been up there, man? Yeah.
If you
been up there, big dog?
Yeah, and there's different levels to that place. Like, this is where the normal fancy people go.
Yes.
Here's where the fancy people with access go.
Right.
And then here, right, the door you go into that's got, what, 7 suites in there?
Right, right.
And I heard, I don't know if this is true, but at one time, the club so you walk into the club, and then there's the 7 owner suites that, you know, Jerry has the one on the 50, and then there's, you know, 3 on each side of his. And I think you have to get approved to even be on the list to have even gotten one of those. But supposedly, there's only a certain amount of tickets for each suite. Well, when you walk in that club, it's a bar. It's multiple bars. It's huge.
Everything free.
Well, it is if you pay that kind of money. But Chris, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but at one time when they built it per capita for square footage for the amount of the capacity that was in there, it was the largest bar per square foot average because you only had a handful of tickets for each suite, and then that whole bar was for you. Yeah. That's the elite. Like, there's security behind security, behind the person that's got the list to get into that. I've only been in there once, and that was to drop some programs off.
It was people. It was workers and people. You know, they all everywhere you go, the onlookers, whatever, paparazzis, whatever you want to call them, they there, man. And like you said, that security. One dude came up with a man. He tried to work the camera. You know, the count. See, this is me. This is my thing. And this is my thing. That man. Like,
nope.
That man kept looking on the list, bro. Just show me. He just kept saying, he wasn't me. So he said, just show me where you at. I just saw that look like, is this a dude going to work his way in it? 5 minutes later, you saw the dude walking away depressed. You're like, hey, man, I was just doing my job. It is just, you know, and like I tell people, I don't get overwhelmed by stuff like that, but I promise you.
You come down to them trailer parks with me, you're going to be excited. I'm telling you. You come on down to the TPs with me, boy. I'm telling you, it's a time you'd be overwhelmed out there.
But I enjoy. I'm probably one of the few people in America that I enjoy watching successful people. I can just sit back there. I was just sitting back there. You all right, Nate? Like sometimes, Jesse, you just see me watching you. Successful people that have worked their way from little to nothing, and they successful. It ain't about how they dress. It's about when you hear them talk. You know, like you had a conversation about some property you got a while back. I was like, wow, that's great. When you hear people just do their thing, man, you just sit back, man, that is awesome. And I tell people all the time, when I'm around the Joneses, they never cease to amaze me. A year ago, hey, man, we own an energy company. And I'm thinking it's some little. They done bought the whole power grid and the land around it. I'm like, and I'm excited. They like, man, is there anything I can do? Well, now you can come flip on the switch.
It's funny, like the segment Jerry said, this was a couple weeks ago when the NFL said they were having a game in Brazil. And Jerry is like, put a slight flex out there, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I own one of the largest car dealerships in Brazil.
In Brazil.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah. I was like, not like in Dallas. I was in like, Brazil.
What? I was like,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I've worked here for 25 years.
Yeah, I was like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, he just got money everywhere. Like he said, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, that's great for the NFL. Yeah. Nah, 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 nah.
We got nothing against Brazil. Yeah, in fact,
I own one of the largest car dealerships in Brazil. I was like, wait, what? Like, okay.
But if we're going to play an international game, we're going to Mexico.
Yeah. If we don't give them a home game, we're going to be in Mexico.
Yeah, we're going
to. And I just, and the money, you know, like guys coming up, introducing themselves to me. I'm like, bro, you need to be over there talking to Troy or Mike. Because, yeah, you know, remember me, Nate? I used to own this studio and this and this, and I used to be the president of CBS, and da-da-da. I'm like, yes, sir, glad to meet you. And then some dude from Netflix came up. Hey, bro, I'm mentioning, I don't know you, I forgot your name, but I want my money. I ain't doing it for free. All right, yeah, Netflix, yeah. Call me, yeah. The thing that makes me laugh is a guy coming from Florida A&M, from Jones High School, and to be where I'm at now because a few people cared, Mr. Jones, Jimmy Johnson, even Troy Aikman, Charles Haley in his own special way, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Tony Tobin, guys that just help shape your life, and you see what they are. And like I said, I ain't never been greedy. And I always been kind of fat, so it made me, you think I'm greedy, but all I want is the crumbs. let the crumbs fall off the table. I'll get them. I'll get them crumbs. I'm telling you. Hey, I ain't doing, man, if that's $5,000, no, whole number is such, such. Hit me at this. I'm your man. You know what I'm saying? I've never had a problem getting the crumbs, and this is where I sit today, right with the crumbs.
With the crumbs.
Yes, sir.
With the other crumb snatchers.
No, Jesse's a little bigger than the crumbs.
I get them, too.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I loved it, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I just knew. I say, Coach, let me tell you a little quick story. I told y'all this before. And this was the same when I saw Jimmy the other night. Troy, we're in practice, two days, about 2 weeks in. We still going hard. We ain't no let up, ain't no one a days, ain't no shorts and shoulder pads. We going at it. We done had the brutal 2 weeks into the third week. Troy, how you doing? You feel all right? How's your arm? We don't want to wear your arm out. I'm doing good, Coach. Emmett, oh, man, we're going to keep you out of inside run. We don't want to get you beat up and everything. Oh, Coach, I'll get a few in there. I'm all right. Yeah, okay, well, just pick when you want to go in there. Mike, man, you are gauged, man. How are your legs? Because I know when your legs go out, I know we need to take a break. Mike, oh, Coach, I run all day. You know, I'm built this way. He looked at Nate. You better have a good practice today. I let the guy say, well, Coach, you ask me how I feel. It don't matter. You just need to have a good practice today. So I'm looking at him again. Here we are up there in the $1 billion club, because that ain't nothing to do with me. That's the $1 billion club we up in there. Mike, it's sure good to see you. Oh, Kevin Gogan, you never went in the weight room. I tell you what, because he's cracking a little joke about the weight room. Good to see. Oh, Ken Norton, dog, love to see you. Yeah. Coach, what's up? Yeah, they told me to rent your. Like, well, can I ever get some love?
That's the love right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, man, but it was good. But I'm sorry we took up a hole.
No, that's what we wanted, yeah, man. Everybody else talk about football. We got the only guy.
We're the only show that had the guy that's connected to the
and told us stories. So when we watched that on Sunday or what, Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday night. Yeah.
That I felt like I was a part of it, just because when he started talking about his family, and you told us on the show that how much he wanted it because of his family. When and you talked about how much he gave up, and he talked about that, I was like, well, Nate wasn't BSing us. Like,
no, man. you some guys have not recovered with their families. Some when you have neglected your family like that, and you have publicly neglected your family. When people walk up to you and say, this your son, Coach? Is this the one you be talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid could take it one or two ways. Like, oh, my dad telling everybody he don't spend no time with me. You know. You can take it, you know. Some kids don't see it that way. Yeah. Some ex-wives may not see it that way, you know. Because our owner definitely didn't see it that way for a lot of years, you know.
Did you see anybody that you hadn't seen in forever?
I can't think of his name. Boo. We used to call him Bushwick Bill. I cannot think of his name.
Is he short?
No, he's not Bushwick Bill. He just had these big eyes, and he's from Houston. And I can't think of his name. I wish I could. Defensive back, man. I got a picture of him right here, my thing. I just can't think of his name. I hadn't saw him in forever.
Yeah. Anybody you got to hang out with that you enjoy spending time with, you don't get to hang out with enough?
That's any of these guys.
Yeah.
You know, but now, whenever I see Kevin Gogan, it just wasn't the right time for me and him to sit down and cut up and talk about the old times. And Mike Saxon. That was the guy I hadn't saw. Still the same guy. The same guy. He got kids. I'm like, I'm looking at his kid like, just open your mouth and talk. I just want to know you just ain't like your dad. Mike can say, you think I can say some wild stuff? Mike can say some wild stuff. Yeah. He can say some wild stuff.
All right. Any more questions for Nate before we move on from
this break?
Yeah, well,
that's good stuff, man. Yeah, thank you for sharing good. All Always that. Good. All right, we'll take our first break. Way behind schedule, but we'll be back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Back to Hanging with
the Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And we have some breaking news. I'm going to the dentist at 3:30.
No!
Oh, my God. It's funny. My guy Dale hit me up, right? My guy Dale hits me up last night, and he goes, let Shannon know if he needs a dentist that he can count on. He said, you can reach out to my wife, Lori. Her dentist office works. She works at Dr. Blake in Richardson. So if this one messes up,
all right,
go see Dr. Blake. Go see Dr. Blake in Richardson.
I thought he was going to tell us we signed Lyle Collins.
No, but he's in the building from what I heard. Him and
Damian.
Damian Wilson. Couple of old names, huh? Yeah. There's some truth to that, Chris?
Yeah, they're here.
Yeah, that's what Schefter says, so I guess he's here.
Good deal.
Don't take Damian's parking spot, though.
I honestly
Lyle
am surprised they didn't bring Lyle in earlier.
Why? He's not good at football. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry.
They're going to sign the guy or something like that.
You're starting left. You're starting guard.
He's going to go, hey, where's that Hanging with the Boys show? I need to go talk to this guy named Jesse down there.
Well, if he fight like he block, I'm good.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm good.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm Jesse. Good.
It's a new year. I thought it was good. A new you.
Jeez. No, same me.
No?
Same me.
You're not a fan of bringing those guys in, huh?
He won't players.
So late, can it help?
I get the depth part of it, right? But at this point in time, this is kind of the thing that gets us where we're at right now. We give contracts to hurt people. We hang on to people far longer than we need to here that are hurt or injured. And then we try to bring back hurt people. It's the cycle that never seems to end. It's like at some point in time, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot with the things that we do off the field. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, not off the field, but just some of the transactions that we
brings it onto the field.
He's probably going to be a practice squad guy, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they'd probably just put him on the practice squad. So it's like insurance.
He has insurance to what? Insurance to get Dak broke?
Okay, well.
See.
You think he's better than Chuma?
That is the question that I ask, is if he was not if Chuma's not better than this guy, or not have the potential to be better than him, Lyle's been out there a long time. Why are we waiting so long? And people, I'm telling y'all this. Where's my camera at? People, I'm letting y'all know this. Y'all need to quit listening to the other dudes. When somebody tells you off the other podcast, and I'm quite sure Jess agreed with me. Let me say it first. Let me say it first.
Kind of drag you
down. Yeah, I'm gonna drag you down with me.
Here we go.
Here we go. Ready.
Bang, bang, bang.
Nah, I'm right.
Okay. When I hear a guy, the first words come out of your mouth. When I hear this right here, we bringing him in for depth. Depth of what? Depth of what? If you have not, at this point, 18 weeks in, and it's a guy out there that still can bring depth to your team, that means he just got cut from another team, like the dude that left San Diego that's a run stopper, that would have been more than depth to your team. So when I hear guys say, depth. Okay, you have nothing better else to say. That's just my opinion, not Jess. That's just Nate's opinion. When I hear guys, oh, that's a great depth piece. Really? Really? Depth to what? If we get down to Lyle Collins, everything we do better be a sprint out. Everything we better do better be a bootleg. Everything we do, Dak better be on the move. That's just how I feel.
All right.
Not a lot of faith there, huh?
Nah, none at all, bro.
Jesse, you good?
Yeah, Damian, you can have any parking spot you want, my brother. I don't want no parking spot.
I don't know
spot
much problem. About Damian, so I'm not. I'm no just saying what I've seen from there.
Damian Wilson, he got it.
Nope.
I will. You got it. I'll Uber. I'll move. I'll pick another spot.
Well, good thing we park on this.
We better
side
put
of the
him
building.
On. Yeah, hey, yeah. We better warn blockchain. Huh? Yeah. Out of date now. Which
one parking at?
Yeah. The date now for whatever.
Well, Nate, it sounds like the coaching staff was listening this week. When you talk to them, at least halfway, because Kurt put us together a little stat. 84% of the throws went to Lamb, Cooks, and Ferguson.
Yes.
But Tony only got 16 carries the whole game.
It's okay. And he got three targets. He got three targets. We almost made 20.
Brings him up to 19.
We almost got 20. If I believe this here. If you're going to have success in the playoffs – You want Tony Tolbert to be that. Tony
Pollard.
No.
Jalen Tolbert.
Jalen Tolbert.
Oh, Jalen Tolbert. All right, here we go.
You want Jalen Tolbert. Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thank
I done talked about
all,
so
we
many.
All, we all done pulled
we want Jalen Tolbert to be that surprise. You know, where like, boom, they hit it for 70 yards. You're like, oh! You want that to be the surprise because they done covered up all your other receivers. They done covered up all your stars. Now you allow this guy to be on the fifth cornerback and make a great play. That's how I've always seen it. You know, that's how I've always seen it. That's what I believe. If this guy getting 10 targets and Brandon Cook is only getting 4, what are you doing? It don't add up. Why would we bring Brandon Cook in and pay that high of a salary? You know, half the salary that the Texans – that don't add up. That just do not add up.
Do you think there were discussions had between McCarthy, Dak, whoever, after the Miami game where Lamb disappeared for two quarters? Do you think they were like, okay.
No, when they sat down as a staff and they watched that film, you had to ask yourself the question.
Why did we not?
Like, you watching plays, you're like, wait, 88 still hadn't had the ball?
Yeah.
88 still hadn't had the ball?
Are they like?
Oh, I'm tripping.
Are they like?
I'm tripping.
Damn, I didn't realize in real time that we didn't get this dude. And then when you go back and watch it, you're like, wow, that's on us.
Yeah, you got to eat that. Like, yeah, sometimes you got to say, you know what, we screwed this up. And you saw the next game, they were like,
we will not let this happen.
We will
this
not
week.
Let this happen again.
But see, your wide receiver coach, out of all the people I can excuse, I ain't excusing the wide receiver coach. Because you and him are linked in together. Your number one receiver and your wide receiver coach, normally, I don't know about over there, is linked in together. If that had happened to Michael Irvin, we could have rest assured that Hubbard Alexander would have been drunk on the plane coming back because Mike would have woke him down. I'm serious.
Can those coaches in game, can they say, hey,
yeah,
can, you, gotta
you,
get
you
the
have
ball,
the right you know? Now.
Can they do that?
They may not listen to you, but you have that right.
I've seen coaches, you know, click on the headset – hey, now he rolling now. Hey, he rolling. Let's get him back out there. He rolling. He good. You know, and stuff like that. And just a reminder, you know, whoever the play caller is, that this is the guy.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, let's talk some more football. Let's get everybody. We started the show off. We wanted Nate to roll with the Jimmy stuff, and it was great. But what were our overall thoughts about the game and how we really feel about going into this last week and rolling into the playoffs? How about them Cowboys? Be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they make just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James right here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Jesse, what are your overall thoughts? And I mean, there's a lot to be questioned, a lot of drama in the game. And I mean, there's a lot of, you know, time management at the end and questionable calls and running it every first down when everybody in the building knows. Like, what's your overall, how do you feel about the game?
I didn't like it.
No?
I get it. We won, and winning is hard, and you take a win as you get them. But this did not bring me any closer to having confidence. And this is a home game, okay? This is where the Cowboys are supposed to be
flourishing.
The men, however you want to call it. Like, they're supposed to ball out at home.
They're supposed to put 40 on you.
And it was – I'm consistently singing – the same type of mistakes, the same type of, you know, untimely penalty. I'm not talking about I understand the Hinder shot.
Tripping.
Tripping. Yeah, the ghost tripping thing. But
hey, big fella, we got 7 minutes left.
Yeah, he's done. He's like, I'll get you out of the first segment. He's like,
I'm out.
Thank you for your contribution. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
but I left this game feeling, and I said in the moment, I said, man, I don't want to be prisoner of the moment.
Feeling.
I just left this game feeling like we lost. Like, I did.
Jesse.
You just pushed him out the door.
No, you didn't. No, Jess, come on now. You could do better than that.
I did. I felt like, because let's be honest.
We won.
Dan Campbell cost his football team a game. You had three chances to kick the extra point and go into overtime, and we don't know where it happens in overtime, but it could have went either way. Mm-hmm. And I did not feel good leaving this game. especially heading into the playoffs. Like, nothing about what's happened the prior 2 weeks. And then this was that kind of that last real good opportunity to feel good about something. Like, you know what? You went and dominated another team that was up there. I'm not saying that you had the – but you didn't – I didn't feel at no point in time in this game where you were in complete control. And so, I don't know. I just – it didn't feel – it didn't give me the feeling I was looking for heading into the playoffs. It didn't.
Even though you played a really gritty, hard-nosed team and you found a way to win at the end?
Nope.
Okay.
So, Michael Parsons getting hits on runs and pressure to pass it didn't do nothing for you?
No, they better be thankful for Tank.
Dude, is he balling?
Yeah, and Jay Lou. But I'm telling you, you saw number 11 make some hits for some losses versus run too. I'm telling you something, man.
You can't crack on the Michigan players anymore. Jay Lou's showing up this year.
Yeah, he's taking up for all the Michigan
players. Yeah, all past and present and future.
In the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The last 4 weeks, he has been spectacular.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. Kurt?
Kurt?
How you feel?
Kind of along the same line.
Come on, fellas.
It didn't feel like a loss to me. I think it was.
We done did a whole show with you two feeling like that?
No. I didn't feel like it was.
We started with you.
I was thankful it was a win. I'm glad they won. They pulled it out. I thought they played tough football for most of the game.
Someone with five kids.
What? No.
Did you even watch the game?
Yes, I watched the game. I thought if they played hot, they played tough, they rose to the challenge.
They rose where?
Rose to the challenge. Oh, I don't know why I try to talk on this show.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
But the same concerns we've seen other games popped up again in this one. That's the only thing.
Popped up.
What popped up?
You.
Hey, my man, me, you feel good about this picture.
I'm just trying to Jess, pull it out.
Jess, we did a whole show and you feeling like that?
Pulling it out of the grave after Jesse buried him.
Wow.
It didn't give me confidence.
Wow.
It didn't bestow the confidence upon me that I was looking for.
There's a good chance these two could face again in the second round.
All I know.
In Detroit?
No, probably here.
It'd be in Dallas.
It'd be here, baby.
It'd be here.
All I know is that if you keep winning, be how ugly, unfulfilling that
now,
it is.
If this was the playoffs, different feeling. Because I understand that it's one and done. And I don't care how you get it in the playoffs. Right. You got to just get it. But this, I don't know. This felt
dirty. No, I'm with you. Like it just wasn't a clean victory. There were so many things that we just got out wronged for once.
Yeah.
We did a lot of things wrong, but we got out wronged, it feels like.
And I'll get on my boy Freaky Mike. Like, Freaky Mike, you could have cost us the game. Like, just
time management.
Poor. Absolutely atrocious at the end of the game.
Yeah. No running attack. The defense, again, gave up a couldn't hold them at the end. I mean, there's some questions to be raised.
There's a lot of questions to be raised, man. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Was our 11th victory?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Win is a win, right?
Keep raising them questions and keep winning. That's all I need. Keep raising them winning.
We got to pull out the predictions this week, the year predictions. I can't remember what.
They hurt me, man. My two ties is blown.
So you don't feel any – do you feel any worse about where you were? You don't feel any better about them?
No, I want my team to be surging, to be elevating, to be kind of showing us on a higher note heading into the playoffs.
And they kind of dipped a little.
And they were down. I mean, they had two game losing streak, and kind of like a little. It was like we're trying, but now they'll have an opportunity this week, and who knows what team will show up.
So who would probably play? Let's just say I'm playing the what if game. You know, I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we get this number two spot? Who would we play first?
I think the Rams.
Right now, the Rams.
But do y'all want the Rams or the Seahawks?
It could be the Rams, the Seahawks, or
Green Bay.
Green Bay right now.
Yeah. Give me Green Bay then.
It's Green Bay right now at home.
Yeah. Give me. I don't want the Rams.
And then if you win,
I
that,
like it, Coach.
You got two home games, right, Chris?
Beast.
Yeah, you'd have two home games.
How was the crowd Saturday night, Chris, on the field? Was it loud?
Oh, yeah.
They were rocking even before the game started. They were rocking. They were buzzing before the game started.
How was it at halftime?
Oh, halftime was ridiculous. Everybody stayed in their seats, which was crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Is that the loudest halftime you've ever heard?
Yeah, probably. Well, yes and no, because when Jimmy was talking, it was like you could hear a pin drop.
Really?
Oh yeah, everybody was like intense and listening to what he said.
Randy
then
White.
As soon as he said,
How about them Cowboys?
And I like when he said, "Y'all hate us, millions of haters."
Oh yeah, when he said, millions "And I want to thank the haters,
millions of haters, baby." But Randy White on the FedEx flagship station this morning said, "This is the first Ring of Honor or Hall of Fame that he went to." And had this type of vibes and this type of emotions.
It was different, man.
It was different. He said, I loved it. And I think thanks to Dan Campbell, that old cowboy, came in here and brought us a victory.
Thank you, Dan Campbell.
Y'all know, we checked in with the rest for the game, and they understood who was there. Yeah, they, man, come on, Dan! Quit smoking cigars, baby.
I like it. All right, fellas. Good show, man. This was a good time.
Short week this week, Jesse, tomorrow, without letting us know that his true feelings.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
I thought he was good, man. He was smiling.
I'm always going to smile.
And kill us at the same time. Oh, man.
That's a serial killer mentality.
I hear you, bro. And then you got your old sidekick. Well, I'm not as bad as the boss over there. Come on, man. Oh,
man. Don't do my boy like that.
Did I say anything wrong?
Nope.
You didn't say anything good.
You didn't say nothing wrong.
I said I'm glad they won.
The truth. He said, like your shirt say, he said the truth.
We won.
Well, tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Yes. Cowboys defense?
Offense.
Cowboys offense. Washington's defense.
I hate watching try hard teams. Oh, they're going to try hard. I hate watching.
They got a new quarterback.
Jesse,
too,
do
right?
your job tonight.
I got you. Jacoby Brissett. Not all black guys look alike.
No, Tyrod Taylor started somewhere this past
New York
week.
Giants.
The Giants, yeah. I got my East opponents mixed up. What? It's an honest mistake.
As much as you like big black guys, you get to see.
You know I'll be keeping up on that. I know they don't all look alike, Jess. Big difference between you and Nate. And Derrick Henry, for sure.
Derrick Henry tried to move houses for all state.
Chris,
wow.
Thanks for keeping us on the air, Jazz. Thanks for keeping him company. Wow. What's my man's name?
Josh.
Thanks for keeping us on the social channels. Hopefully, I don't lose
any teeth. They brought your boy in, Josh Lyle.
I'll give y'all an update.
Lose what? Oh, teeth?
Any teeth tomorrow.
They're going to have to take the whole block they put in and re-clean it and put it back in.
They're going to do something. Take the dentures out and scrub them.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, hanging with the boys.
We out!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about you, Cowboys?